HD2, New Rochelle.
1460 WVOX.
Welcome to Brand Talk, the only show on radio where branding gets personal. Here on WVOX Radio, 1460 AM. My name is Dr. John Tantillo, and we're here to talk about brands, your personal brand, your career brand, and even your business brand, sponsored exclusively today by the Whitmore Group, where a relationship is a partnership. Folks, for those of you joining us for the first time, this show is about transitions and how the science and psychology of branding can help change your relationships for the better, your career or business for the better, your life for the better, so that you can become the brand you are truly meant to be. This is a call-in show, and it's your show where we want to hear from you. So if you have a brand question, whether or not it's personal or business, or if you're going through a transition, or are you concerned about someone else's brand, don't hesitate to call at 914-636-0110. Let's talk your brand through at 914-636-0110, 914-636-0110. Or you can give me an email at doc@brandtalkradio.com. The question of the day: why not a upscale French restaurant chain in the United States? Well, this past weekend, folks, I went to Montreal, Canada for a wedding. But before I started my journey to the North Country, I had a discussion with friends on how much I love French food and French wine, reminding the group of my shibboleth that there are two rules concerning wine. It must be red and it must be French. With that said, someone in the group, who was French, by the way, made a comment, quote, "What the U.S. needs is a good French restaurant chain," unquote. You see, we were having dinner at an upscale, very successful American steak chain, and another friend who was enjoying his steak responded tersely, "It would never work. People only like steaks, Italian and Chinese food, and really don't care about French food." I added, "Well, what about Taco Bell and Chili's Mexican?" And the group put me down saying that they were more fast food than high-end restaurants, but those on the Chili side of the equation would probably have more to say about that categorization. But why isn't there then a French restaurant chain in the United States? And my question, being a branding guy, and that's what we talk about here at Brand Talk, is that how could a French brand not do well? Or why? What is it about it? Because Americans love their croissants, they love French cheese, they love French bread, they love crepes. What is it about it? And I also thought about, there were in the late 70s, not a national chain, but two in the New York City area. One was called La Bonne Soupe, which was promoted on WQXR and WQXR FM, the radio station of the New York Times, you see. And that's the way they promoted it on an upscale radio station. And the ad itself was very, very upscale, and there was this antagonism between East Siders and West Siders at that time, and still there. And it went something like East Side, and it was orated by Duncan Perney, had a great voice, and I'm not going to do justice to it, but I'll try it anyway. And he said something like, East Siders and West Siders come to La Bonne Soup. And anyway, and they agree that it is a great place to dine. And so that was how La Bonne Soup was promoted. But the problem here is that, as you can see by that kind of an ad, it wasn't really promoting themselves to the masses. It was a very, very targeted group, an upscale group, which then said to me, well, what is it about the French brand that maybe puts Americans off? And maybe it's that it's too highbrow, maybe it's too snooty, or maybe it's simply too expensive to go to. So that these are the perceptions that people had to, in fact, overcome if you are going to start a French restaurant. And so what you want to do is, when you open up a restaurant, you have to deal with this issue of perceptions. And if people have a certain way of thinking about a brand, it's going to prevent you from, in fact, being able to promote that brand. And what we're going to do right now is take a commercial break from the Whitmore Group, where a relationship is a partnership.
Folks, insurance is something that we usually don't like to talk about. But at the Whitmore Group, they know how. Whether it's for your business or your home, the Whitmore Group is the place to go. That's where I go for my insurance needs, and I never doubt that they're looking out for me. Simply put, with James Metzger at the helm and his excellent team, your insurance needs are always taken care of. Whether it's commercial property and casualty, personal or health insurance, estate planning, or financial services, the Whitmore Group is where a relationship is a partnership. 516-746-4141 is the number to call, 516-746-4141, or on the web at whitmoregroup.com. And tell them Dr. Tantillo sent you.
We're back. And so I don't want to forget what I'm trying to say here. Just because, as my friend who is French thought it would be a great idea to have a French restaurant, it's not about you and your idea. It's whether or not there's, in fact, a need in the marketplace, not only for four people, and I love French food, but there has to be a significant market for that. So that's what I like to leave you with. And one last point to emphasize how much I appreciate the French cuisine brand. And that is, I went to a simple cafe and I ordered a turkey sandwich. And what did they do? They put turkey, and yes, they put more than one slice of turkey. They put melted cheese on this baguette and, of course, mayonnaise. It was like kissing for the first time. It was just such a great sandwich. And it wasn't one of these Jugunda, steroid heroes. It was just the right amount. And boy, did I like it. And it was garnished with a great green salad. And what can I tell you? So anyway, if you have any questions about your business or wondering about a brand or a new service that you would like to, in fact, promote, give us a call at 914-636-0110. That's 914-636-0110. Or email us at doc@brandtalkradio.com. And that number, once again, is 914-636-0110. So today is going to be, our theme is going to be restaurants. And what we're going to do is we're going to discuss some restaurant experiences that I've had over the last few days. And I hope I'm not going to bore you with my, don't believe that for a second. I am never going to bore you. I appreciate all of you much too much for me to bore you. We'll talk about some of the great and grand eating experiences that I have had over the last few days, and talk about one of my favorites, if not, well, it's definitely my favorite French restaurant in New York, which is La Bernardin. And we'll talk about why I feel that that's a success. And a little side note, there's no payola going on here. They are not an advertiser. They are not slipping me any money under the table. This is just a very, very honest appreciation of a great brand. And, I've been taught, by my parents that it's better to say nothing than the wrong thing. So if I praise a brand, I'm praising it because I believe in it, and it's just not my MO, my modus operandi, to trash, or even though I may be having a bad day, I just don't think that that's very professional. It's just not part of me. But anyway, so you're going to hear a lot of positive brand perceptions here, and that's what we're going to do here at Brand Talk. And then I I'm almost a little reticent about telling you or giving you this other segment that I compiled for Fox News on the IMAG section of their website, which is how to make a reservation at a hot restaurant. You know, Yogi Berra said it all when he said, nobody goes there anymore. It's always crowded. And I'm afraid that if I give you these secrets, I'm not going to be able to get that table that I always want to get, because you will all know the secret. So how to secure a great table, a table at a great restaurant. So that's what we're going to be doing today on Brand Talk. But and like I said, if you'd like to give us a call, we're at 914-636-0110, 914-636-0110. And now what I would like to do is talk about our winner and loser of the week. And folks, each week I choose the two brands that I believe have either exceeded or failed in basic brand fundamentals, so that you can implement the takeaways into your own brand life. So without any further ado, let's get to our brand winner. And by the way, you can read these brand winners in its entirety at marketingdoctor.tv, or go to brandtalkradio.com, which is probably the better way to go, and just hit the blog link that is on that page. So anyway, let's talk about this week's winner. I should say last week's winner, which we're doing this week, is Hewlett Packard. The technology giant made an announcement that it was getting out of the PC business. My friend Rick, who loves HP computers, is never going to get over this. One immediate decision was to cancel the tablet computer and to focus on business technology. And on one level, this move could be taken as an admission of defeat, because if you remember a few years ago, they purchased Compaq, and clearly this did not pay off. But the real takeaway here is that HP is behaving dynamically and courageously, and this is what we can learn something from here. It isn't easy to make big changes if you are an individual, but if you are a corporation with tens of thousands of employees, partners, affiliates, and others depending on you, well, as I always like to say, forget about it. So HP has seen the future and knows that the personal computer is going to be less and less part of it. Rather than drag its heels like so many big corporations, when faced with sea change in the market, HP is changing course. And like any course changes, once the facts are in and the strategic direction decided upon, the best way to make a change is to do it quickly and in one go. It might seem like a dramatic change, and it will certainly upset many people. But by staking its ground, HP is sending out a brand message that the market can organize itself around. This not only provides a basis for the next phase of HP's growth, but a takeaway for all of us when we make big strategic shifts in our lives. Businesses or work, think them through first, but then implement them decisively. Now, for my loser of the week, and if you like what my loser is and you like to read more about it, you can go to foxnews.com on the opinion page, and you will see the article that I wrote about our loser, which is Abercrombie and Fitch. And this is an attempt at guerrilla marketing once again. And as if you remember what I said last week, I am not a big fan of guerrilla marketing. And anyway, if you're not familiar with the story, Abercrombie and Fitch, the same bunch who brought the world thongs for 10-year-olds and padded bikini tops for the age 7 crowd, has now tried out a new promotional tactic, namely guerrilla marketing. Or, as I like to say, in the 1950s, it's called the old publicity stunt. And here's the story. A&F sent out a press release saying it had offered money to Mike the Situation Sorrentino of Jersey Shore's fame to stop wearing its clothes. The release is worth quoting, since it's presumably an honest statement being issued by the established Abercrombie and Fitch, established in 1892 and is a publicly traded company. In the release, it says, "We are deeply concerned that Mr. Sorrentino's association with our brand could cause significant damage to our image. We understand that the show is for entertainment purposes, but believe this association is contrary to the aspirational nature of our brand and may be distressing to many of our fans. We have therefore offered a substantial payment to Michael the Sorrentino Situation Sorrentino and the producers of MTV's Jersey Shore to have the character wear an alternate brand. We have also extended this offer to other members of the cast and are urgently waiting a response." End of statement. What do you think, folks? This is corporate poppycock. I mean, this is nonsense. I mean, who in their right mind is believing that they're going to give money to these folks on Jersey Shore? It just doesn't ring true. And, you know, none of it is going to ring true to, let's say, the media, where we're all cynical to begin with. It's not going to also ring true to the target market, whether or not you are a A&F consumer. You're going to think it's silly. And if you're not a consumer, you're being turned off by this brand's coming off like they are better than anybody else. This is not good marketing. This is a, once again, corporations that are mature should never get involved in this kind of nonsense. So anyway, but And if you want to comment, we'd love to hear you at 914-636-0110. That's 914-636-0110. Now, some people have speculated that this stunt was pulled off to distract from ANF's announcement of poor earnings. Others have claimed that it was a brilliant move by ANF to assure its global market from the boorish Jersey Shore antics that the world thinks is, abominable. You know, oh, those Jersey Shore folks, you know how they are. But the key here is no matter what ANF's ultimate objectives or reasons were, the company crossed the line. Look, what they simply could have done if they were that offended is quietly do this, get them to stop wearing it, and sometime down the road make an announcement. But it just doesn't ring true. And you know, folks, I have to constantly persuade my colleagues in the media and my academic colleagues who are not marketing folks that marketing is all about satisfying needs, and it has nothing to do with creating a need or manipulating people to buy products that they really don't want. So this is something that I feel very, very strongly about. Now, from an interpersonal perspective, Mitt Romney recently got flack for making a statement that corporations are people. And no matter what you think of Romney, it was a brave statement. And this is an excellent example of where you can point to in terms of corporations really being people. Because look what they did. They made this silly error. And that this is something that people should, in fact, a corporation should never make this kind of a decision. And remember that there are corporations and companies, and what comes to mind is the good folks at Procter & Gamble would, first of all, never do guerrilla marketing, number one, and secondly, never pull a stunt like this, because it really doesn't strike anyone as being real. And the secret in marketing is to communicate real attributes so that needs can be, in fact, satisfied. And that's what it's all about. Now, I think you also know that an ABC News on Good Morning America actually did this Urban Outfitters situation where a parent of one of the underage models had felt that the company was using inappropriate images of their daughter. And now the question is this for real, or did I can't imagine Urban Outfitters paying or instigating this lawsuit on the part of this parent. But you see, this is the kind of bad perceptions that an ANF and a guerrilla marketing tactic that they pulled can get you into, where everyone now, in fact, suffers because no marketer can be trusted. And I just think that that's a terrible place to be. And the takeaway here is that corporations are people, and people must never take trust for granted. Never, never lie, whatever you do. Never lie, as my mother used to always tell me. Okay, so, I just finished talking about the problem or the issues related, not the problem, the issues related of the French brand and the whole idea of how one, if you wanted to open up a French restaurant, it would probably be better to emphasize individual products like croissants, like crepes, which La Crepe did, and cheeses and wines, rather than to emphasize the French brand. And the whole idea, and we also talked about that when we talked about Gabbage's beer, on the whole idea of position. And I like to say that position is everything in life, but in marketing, it's the perception that a brand has in the minds of the consumers. So that, and if you're an individual brand, you want to be perceived not as an aggressive person, you want to be seen as an assertive person. And you say, what's the difference? It's the difference between, in fact, achieving your goals and beating through your goals. And everyone can appreciate someone being assertive. Not too many people can appreciate somebody being aggressive. So if we take a look at the importance of positioning, there's another very, very important part of positioning that can't be undersold, and that's the idea of seeing your project through, all right? And that is very, very important to do. And what comes to mind is, and entrepreneurs, there are a lot of entrepreneur types that kind of forget about that. And the one guy that I really admire is Alfred Hitchcock. And his unique size and unconventional speech pattern, what he in fact did is had a quote. And he said that the real fun in movie making was not actually making the movie, but figuring out what how he would shoot the scenes. And once he did that, that was the end of it. And so, but he met, the important thing is Hitch actually made the movie. And that's what we have to do, make the movie. And what we'll do when we come back is we will come up with Did You Know That? And even more brand talk. So stay around.
National news three times an hour. Here's the latest update from Fox News Radio on W.